When someone gets a trifecta, you would usually think they just want some money at the track, betting on the result of first, second and third. If they get a Quinella, you would be safe in thinking they picked first and second. Sadly, the New South Wales Police do not seem to be aware of this type of trifecta or Quinella. If you hear someone say, "I just got the trifecta," after coming out of a police station, it usually means they were just charged with three offences. Although there may be some variation, the most common trifecta involves charges of offensive language, resisting arrest and assaulting police. The Quinella in this situation is a better result than those at the track, where you would usually win less money than getting a trifecta. Such a Quinella is better because it only involves two instead of three charges. I will focus on the trifecta. A closer look at the trifecta reveals the use of a minor charge in every situation. The minor charge seems to be an attempt to justify the action of police to approach and arrest a person. Once the approach has been justified, the further charges seem to follow. Even though a common response, resisting arrest can be something as minor as flinching when being grabbed unexpectedly. It can also be far more active. Assaulting police can also be as minor as trying to wave their arm off by pushing it, or it can be very aggressive, involving considerable violence. In relation to the trifecta, either of these actions is usually extremely minor, without any evidence of injury to police. It would be nice to be able to also say the lack of evidence of injury to the accused was also common, but my experience shows that there is often injury caused as the arrest is made. Wrist and arm locks, or tight-fitting handcuffs, are often the preferred causes of injury to the accused. Another feature of the trifecta is that there is usually a shortage of independent witnesses, if any exist at all. There are usually two or more police officers giving evidence against the accused, with remarkably similar statements of events, even though they are usually written months after the alleged offence has occurred. There is most often also a complete lack of any recorded audio or video evidence of what transpired. Herein lies a big problem with such practices as the trifecta. Police officers will support each other, similar to how a football team supports each of their players. Even though the trifecta is so well known, local courts have a tendency to accept the word of a police officer, especially when supported by other police officers. A police officer is not issued honesty upon graduating from the police academy, and they are subject to human nature and peer group pressure, like the rest of us. It is admirable that they support each other so solidly, but it becomes a major problem when their actions adversely affect the lives of innocent parties. The use of a minor charge presents some problems in itself for police when they find themselves being challenged in court. The higher courts have repeatedly made it very clear that arrests for minor offences should only be used as a last resort. This is also reflected very clearly in the New South Wales Police Force Handbook. Neither the directions of the court or the procedures outlined in the New South Wales Police Force Handbook are reflected in day-to-day life as they should be. The reason behind the proposition that arrests in such situations should be used as a last resort is for the simple fact that a minor offence may result in the addition of additional offences. This is not justice, particularly when someone is heavily intoxicated or they respond unexpectedly as a result of fear when placed in an unfamiliar and possibly frightening situation, such as being arrested. A penalty notice could be used and the situation would be resolved without all the unnecessary drama associated with arrests. The traditional trifecta is changing, and many variations are now being seen. Regardless of the changing nature of the trifecta, a minor charge as justification for the initial action by police will be common to all. There are various references to the use of the trifecta throughout the legal community. Two notable references include the Supreme Court of New South Wales, which addressed some of these problems in the case of DPP v Carr 2002. The Australian Human Rights Commission addresses the trifecta in relation to the significant number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people imprisoned as a result of its use in one of their reports titled Indigenous Deaths in Custody 1989-1996. Links to both these items will be provided on the Big Rob's Facebook page and the Big Rob's website. A link will also be provided to the New South Wales Police Force Handbook. This handbook makes for a great read, particularly for anyone who has had dealings with police and they would like to see if they were dealt with according to policy. This show is interactive while being broadcast on 92.9 River FM. You can join me at facebook.com/BigRobsOz, spelled BigRobsOz. You can also follow the Big Robs Rant links on the Big Robs website at bigrobs.com.au.